fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Central Station has been a symbol of, I don't know, the former greatness of Detroit, I suppose. It's been abandoned for many, many years. Big, beautiful building it was. Central Train Station for, of course, service to Detroit and service to the world, I suppose. Been owned for many years by the Maroon family. But now there's a lot of rumors circulating that Ford Motor Company is going to buy this. This beautiful building that has tons of history and a lot of problems, and put it back into service. And I think that would be an incredible thing. My next guest here, Chad Livengood, reporter for Cranes Detroit. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.
So, I mean, this is a building that, you know, I've read about and looked at and seen pictures because it's abandoned. So photographers go in there and take abandoned pictures, of course, and all sorts of things for years and years. And it just looked like it was something way too big for anybody to really take on to rehabilitate. But there's something in the air, isn't there?
There is. So we've got multiple sources who tell us that there is negotiations underway, that a deal is not imminent, but they are working on it for Ford Motor Company to purchase or be part of ownership of that building and occupy several floors of it with employees. This building is 500,000 square feet. It's 15 stories tall. The top three floors of that building were never fully developed. This thing was built in 1914 as a grand train station for Detroit to replace one that was downtown originally that burned down, and they had to build a new one. And this building has sat empty since 1988 when Amtrak left and stopped servicing there.
Now, let me jump in there. Now, when you say the top three floors, they were never finished, they were never completed. Well, what happened there?
The train company never completed construction of them. They're just hollowed out with concrete columns. I've been to the top floor, and it's just blank. Literally, you can see the in the concrete boot prints.
Really?
From workers.
Well, that's cool. So somebody could build that as to whatever they wanted to be. Now, structurally, built in 1914, so it's 104 years old, or you know, parts of it are anyhow. Is it structurally sound? Apparently, it's all there, right?
It is. The Maroon company that owns it, Matty Maroon, the billionaire trucking mogul, owns Ambassador Bridge. His family has owned this thing for nearly 25 years. They have continued to maintain it and keep up with it. It needs a new roof, they say, but they put new windows in it a couple years ago under order from the city of Detroit, because forever it was this windowless shell that people would see. It was the centerfold of ruin porn in Detroit.
Exactly.
And people got tired of that, so they finally put windows in it. It put several million dollars into it. They put a big elevator shaft in the original smokestack, so it's kind of primed and ready for redevelopment, so to speak. It just needs a new roof, and then there's a lot of work. I mean, it is a lot of the inside facade is crumbled and would have to
be interior concrete
would have to be restored. It's several hundred million dollars to restore this building, probably.
Several hundred million.
Several hundred million.
So why would you do that?
Well, Ford Motor Company has two reasons. They bought a building right down the street that they're going to put 200 employees in May that are part of what they call Team Edison. This is their team of employees who are dedicated to bringing to market electric vehicles. There's a sort of business strategy group for Ford, and also another group that is focused on bringing to market autonomous vehicles. So, you know, two big pieces of the future of Ford Motor Company, they're planting there mostly because their employees want to work in an urban area. They want to be outside of that office park in Dearborn.
Right.
And this is sort of responding to millennial 21st century employees and talent and also the resurgence going on in Detroit. So if they want to have another more employees than it's just 200, they're going to have a bigger building. There's not a lot in that Corktown area. They could come downtown, but that's pretty short right now in office space. And so they're looking at the train station building, because there's not another building where you could have a significant impact if you want. And Ford is kind of conscious of this, especially the Ford family.
Right. Is it still hooked to the rest of the world by
Detroit?
Is it still hooked to the rest of the world by train tracks?
It still has train tracks, and it still could be used. In fact, Matthew Maroon, the son of Maddie, has talked about, you know, making it a train station again somehow, or, you know, integrated with a business there, having trains come there and service and maybe have a direct route out to the Detroit airport. It's still very possible, but there hasn't been train service there for 30 years.
Fascinating project. When do you think we'll get a final word on what's going on here? When do you think we'll hear something?
We're told that Ford is possibly could have a deal this spring sometime. But, you know, this is a complicated process, and any deal would probably be wrapped up with some major tax incentives and abatements from the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan to make it happen. So, you know, other deals have fallen through on this train station over the years, and the only real use they've gotten out of it is filming a couple of movies there,
yeah.
Like Batman versus Superman was filmed there. So,
all right, we got to leave it right there, Chad. I look for an update, though. Fascinating story, fascinating building with a lot of history all the way back to 1914. Thank you so much, Chad, as always.
Thank you.
Chad Livengood from Crane's Detroit Business here. Fascinating. I think that's a great idea. Do something with that beautiful building. It's the Steve Gerber Show.